Good morning. It's 8:48 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. And my guest this morning is Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Connie, always nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Joey.
Well, as we get started, Connie, recently we did discuss some retirement plan changes in the new SECURE Act that became effective on New Year's Day. Now, Connie, are there any other features in this legislation that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, yes, there are two more aspects to the legislation that I think are important to review. Mm-hmm. First of all, 529 education plans have an added feature in this new SECURE Act. Now, 529 plans are the savings vehicles that allow families to set aside money for their children's college and then withdraw it with tax-free earnings. For the first time, the SECURE Act now allows up to $10,000 per student to be withdrawn tax-free to pay student loan debt after graduation. This is a $10,000 lifetime limit per student. And the key here is that in addition to tax-free earnings, the Virginia 529 plan offers a state income tax deduction for new contributions. There's no federal tax deduction, but all the earnings are free of both state and federal income taxes. This added feature could actually benefit students and their families who are paying off student loans. You could make a contribution to a 529 plan, receive the state tax deduction, and then withdraw the money to pay against your student loan. Mm-hmm. There's an annual limit on this state deduction of $4,000, but there's an unlimited carry forward. So if you contributed $10,000 and made a student loan payment, you could deduct $4,000 a year from your state income tax filing until you had deducted the full $10,000. I think it's a strategy worth considering if you're paying student debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other change, Joey, is that as a result of the SECURE Act, we have a change in estate planning for many taxpayers. Effective January 1st, 2020, we can no longer stretch inherited IRAs over life expectancy. When an IRA owner dies after 2019, a non-spouse beneficiary will only have 10 years to take distributions from this inherited IRA. Under the old rules, a designated non-spouse beneficiary, such as your children, for example, could slowly draw out the IRA money based on their own life expectancy and thereby minimizing taxes and keeping that IRA deferred for many, many years. But with few exceptions, this great planning strategy has disappeared. I do want to stress that if you inherited IRA money prior to January 1st, then you're still under the old, more favorable rules, and that's good news. And also, rules regarding a spouse inheriting an IRA mm-hmm. have not changed. But for many people, inheriting their parents' IRA has just become more costly. It's important, in light of the SECURE Act, that you review your beneficiary designations with a knowledgeable professional and make sure your plan is as tax efficient as possible.
Connie, if our listeners would like information on the SECURE Act or anything you've discussed this morning, how can they reach you?
They can call us at our Roanoke office. That number is 540-772-4545, 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.